How would you address the gap in treatment availability and access for the middle class?
Well, part of this is that we need to move funding from corrections to treatment. So that if you, what we're seeing in New Jersey is, for instance, it costs us $49,000 a year to jail someone in our state prison system. It costs us $24,000 a year to give them inpatient drug treatment. So part of this is going to be a reallocation of resources. As we lower the prison population, and we've seen this in New Jersey, you're going to be able, some of those are built-in costs, but when you get to the point where you're going to be able to close a state prison, which we're very close to being able to do, you can then shift those resources to the treatment side and keep your budget flat from an overall perspective, but move resources. And I think that's where government resources have to be moved. We have to take them out of the corrections area and move them to the treatment area. We're still going to be taking care of people, just in a different way. We're still going to be trying to give people the tools they need, because remember, it's called corrections, right? The idea was we're correcting whatever behavior occurred that put you there. So I'm just moving it from incarceration correction to treatment correction. And that's what we're looking to do. And I think that's part of the way to help to make up this gap. Also, I think we have to ask more of the insurance companies on this as well. And that's things that we can do through laws that we pass and regulation. Because again, that's part of the stigmatization of this disease, is that somehow other diseases are worthy of coverage, but this is not. And so saying to the insurance companies, you know, this has got to be treated like any other disease. You know, experimental treatments done differently and paid for differently, but the treatments that we know work are paid for. And we certainly have a track record of showing that treatment in this area can work and work very effectively, and that it needs to extend into recovery. So let's use that track record as a basis to demand more of the insurance companies also.